Good evening. You're listening to Scooter Radio. I'm joined by Kieran Barge and a very special guest this evening, our good friend Jack Pryor.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, so we're going to be talking about Friends, the TV show. So we thought we'd bring a friend with us to talk about it. I think all three of us are quite big fans, I would say.
Yeah, definitely.
When did you guys start watching it? Was it during its initial run in the 90s or...?
Yeah, this is where, like, my 90s snobbery comes in, because I think I watched it at, like, the peak of its power, like, when I used to watch. I remember when I was younger, before we could, like, have NTL, if anyone remembers that, or Sky Television, used to watch, I think Friends was on at 9, maybe, then South Park at 10, then Frasier, and that's, like, my fondest memory is, like, watching it every week.
Sponsored by Jacob's Creek.
Until it finished, yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Pryor? We'll call him Pryor because there's two Jacks here, so just not to confuse things.
Yeah, definitely. I'm pretty sure Big Brother was on before that. You had, like, the original Big Brothers, which was amazing.
Davina,
like,
McCall.
Yes.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
So I think we're all, it's fair to say that we're all, like, pretty big fans. We live and breathe Friends. We're kind of lucky enough to have grown up with it when it was at the height of its popularity, I guess. So we're doing this because of there's a reunion happening, and we just want to clarify what that reunion is, because a lot of people think it's an episode, when in fact it's not. Pryor, do you want to elaborate on what you heard the other day?
Yeah, so basically it's just, from what I've heard, an hour unscripted talk show, I guess, if you want to call it that. They're just reminiscing on the old episodes. It's a meet up with the crew.
Isn't Ellen doing it?
So I've heard, yeah.
Apparently
it's Ellen, so could be a good spin on it, but still, I don't know.
Would you have rather they have done an episode, or are you quite disappointed about the fact that it's just an interview?
It's tricky. I'm disappointed it's an interview, but I don't think I would want the episode either.
I think I'm in the same. I'm in the same boat. I mean, I'm not too disappointed about the interview thing, because it'd be nice to see them reunited after 16 years for the first time.
Yeah.
I believe they did reunite a couple of years ago for a tribute to James Burrows, the director, but I think Matthew Perry was absent from that.
Yeah.
So I think this is the first full,
full
meetup. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So it'd be cool to see that, I guess, see them all back together again.
Yes.
McRobert, what about you?
Disappointment I think my initial reaction when I thought it was going to be an episode was, like, I was excited. But now I think of it, like, what could you do with one episode? Is there any point? Like, there wouldn't be any cliffhangers. It couldn't lead on to anything else. So I think, like, a reunion with all of them, like, reminiscing with our favourite characters and stuff is as good as you can realistically ask for. I think it'll be a nice experience. It's an hour long, isn't it?
I think so. Because I think we were talking about this off air. We've spoken about this quite a few times.
Yeah.
As much as we love Friends, I think we all, like, all three of us believe that it would be quite... It wouldn't fly today, an episode of Friends, as it did in the 90s. It was of that, very much of that time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Pryor, you were saying just before air that you watched an episode the other day. Was it yesterday you watched it?
It was actually just before I came here, yeah.
And yeah. What happened on it?
Joey is dancing with, I can't remember his name, Tree, that's it. They're, like, learning to dance together, and he walks back into the apartment afterwards, and Monica and Rachel just basically say to him, "Oh, you're learning to dance. Are you gay yet?"
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, just
not PC now, is it?
No, you can't get away with that anymore.
I mean, there was a lot of things from that show that probably wouldn't fly now. Like, the homosexuality was a punchline for quite a lot of it. They used to take the piss out of Chandler because they thought he was gay.
Chandler's dad.
The whole lesbian punchline where Ross's wife left him for another woman.
Yeah.
And that was a running gag for a while. Although David Schwimmer said something interesting the other day, because he was responding to the backlash about Friends being too controversial, now looking back on it, that it hasn't aged well. And he basically said that the whole lesbian thing, like, it was pretty groundbreaking at the time, because they were making fun of it, fun of the situation, but I think they were the first ones to show a lesbian wedding. Like you just said, I think it was done for good intentions. I mean, yeah, I don't know what else to say, really, about... The thing is, as well, that I feel like if there was an episode done of them, you'd just be looking at them the whole time thinking, my God, look how old they've become.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is what worries me. I think it sounds weird, but it's almost going to hurt a little bit actually seeing this reunion and seeing them all there together and how they look now to how I remember them from the show. And
yeah,
that's what's going to... I don't know if I'm going to like it because it's not the same. Like, to me, it's not the same people. It's not the same time anymore. Yeah. It's moved on and I don't know how I really feel about that.
Yeah, I mean...
That's a good point, yeah.
They'd also have to keep with the times as well. Like, there'd be a whole, I reckon, a social media element.
Yeah.
So before when, you know, most of the show, they were just sitting in Central Perk, like, just talking to each other.
Yeah.
I feel like that wouldn't happen now. They'd be on their phones sitting there because that's now really all you see when you go out to coffee places or wherever. You just see people on their phones.
You think Phoebe would be on Tinder?
Oh, I don't know. She's too weird. I don't think she'd get any matches.
No. But... it would be interesting, yeah. But back to what Pryor said, I think that's a really good point. Because it's like, the last episode was like, was devastatingly sad, wasn't it? But like, but to sort of leave it there and sort of close the book there was like, was nice. Like, remember them as young and then you can imagine, you know, what happened in the rest of their lives. Leave the rest to your imagination.
Yeah.
Whereas if you see them now older, it's a bit like, reminds you how like far you've come as well or haven't come and how you've like how we've grown as well, and that's like, I think that would be a bit sad actually,
because I remember the producers were saying like there's no need to revisit it because Friends was about a very specific time.
Yeah,
it was about your 20s and early 30s where your friends are your family before you get a family of your own.
Yeah,
they're the people you rely on, and now
apartment together and stuff.
Yeah,
do all the stuff you do when you're young.
Yeah,
and now they've all got family of their own that we saw kind of, that's where we were left with them, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it wouldn't work, and that's why I don't know why everyone was getting hyped about a movie ages ago as well. There was like there's some fake trailers put online, and it's like, what would make you happy? Like, what would be interesting for people to comment on this, like below, what would be your ideal situation? Like, what good would come out of a movie or one episode? Like, what, like, define a reunion? What's the point?
Mm-hmm.
Other than an interview, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of happy with the way it's gone, I think. I think this is what I'd rather have rather than...
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I wouldn't want the episode because... It's like Jack said, where can you go with that? Like, the whole, like, you know, the base of the episodes was Central Perk and, like... Monica and Chandler's apartment, which obviously isn't there anymore.
Oh, yeah.
They're gone.
So oh, yeah.
You don't have that aspect of it. Central Perk's probably been knocked down and turned into apartments by now.
Certainly
in
this country it would have, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's a good point, actually. It wouldn't even take place in the same situation because didn't...
No.
Didn't,
they'd be in like a vegan cafe, wouldn't they?
Shit. Trust you.
That's what would happen.
To make this controversial.
That's what would happen nowadays.
Oh God! Because because wasn't it Chandler and Monica moved to a little house in the suburbs?
Yeah.
Don't know what happened with Ross and Rachel or Phoebe and Mike. Joey had his own little spin-off show.
Oh, that was terrible though, wasn't it?
Have you seen it?
I've seen bits of it.
I didn't know that. What's that?
It flopped massively.
Yeah.
Are you sure you're not thinking of Top Gear?
Well, that's the same.
That's the same scenario there. But was it he went off to like LA or something, wasn't it? And
yeah, it was just him and what he was doing without them, and it was just
not really.
It wasn't the same because you didn't have Central Perk, you didn't have the apartment, you didn't have those guys in it at all. Like that, you just take away the whole foundation of the show, and you couldn't replicate that now.
No, exactly. I think that there's so much anticipation behind it because there's a massive fan following behind this. It's probably the most, I don't know if I'm correct in saying this, but probably the most popular television show of all time.
Yeah, you see with Jennifer Aniston, when she went onto social media, God, when was that, last year? And she like broke the record for the amount of followers she got within a however long time period it was, because she actually put up a reunion photo of those guys.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, it wasn't televised or anything, it was just a personal meet up with them, but just shows kind of how big the fan base is. That
because the actual, didn't she say the website crashed, like you couldn't actually follow her because
that like her first social media account then, like, ever? Like, she set up an Instagram or Twitter or something?
Yeah, I think it was either Instagram or Twitter. But
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she broke the record for, I think, did she get, like, 1 million followers and something crazy? Like, was it 2 million followers in, like, 6 hours or something mental?
Yeah.
It
was,
wow.
Like, yeah.
Wish I had that many followers in that amount of time.
I wish we did.
We'll get that in a lifetime.
Never know. Maybe one day.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we're probably all in agreement as to, I mean, would you rather, actually, you said an interesting thing prior, like, you'd rather not have the interview happen at all.
Yeah, to be honest, I'm quite happy where they left the show. I loved the last episode. Like, it was a real tearjerker, but it had such a nice ending because it was closure. Like, you see them all put their keys, obviously, on the table.
Right, and
they make the joke about going to Central Perk. It was quite funny, actually, because I don't know if you guys know this. I read a thing the other day. Like, I don't know if you remember the last episode, but, you know, when they put the keys on the table and then they're like, well, what now? And then someone's like, Central Perk. And then, you know, Chandler goes, what? What do you mean?
Oh, yeah.
Apparently that was real because they'd actually got rid of the set for Central Perk.
Yeah,
before that point.
Yeah.
Oh, really? So he was thinking, like, wait, what do you mean go to Central Perk? Oh, yeah, it's not there anymore.
Rachel's like, you want to get a cup of coffee? And he's like, sure. Well, where?
That's
yeah.
It. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Because it was a genuine joke he was making.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty clever.
Yeah.
See, that show was so genius. Like, I think people, like, I've seen a lot of hate for it recently. I don't know if you guys have seen that. I don't, like.
For what, though?
Just that it's not funny and it's just garbage humor and stuff, but I think it's actually, it takes a lot to make it that funny and keep it that funny over a long period of time.
Exactly. It must have been a success to keep it going, and it's like, it was just important in our time, wasn't it, really? Again, like, it's a nostalgic thing.
That's it, yeah. And you gotta keep in mind they ended it for a reason.
Yeah,
they could have made millions and millions more of those things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the time was right for it to end, and yeah, like we say, it just wouldn't fly now. I think the jokes just, they wouldn't be able to tell the same jokes.
No way.
But yeah,
when it pans to the picture frame at the end, like, that's when you just see everything, that you just remember everything that you've experienced with them, and
yeah,
I think that's the best way to leave it, isn't it? I think,
yeah.
But, and yeah, the reunion may well be like, we might be surprised by how sad we feel, actually, when we see these guys, how they've aged and everything. So it'd be interesting to see. But
yeah. Seeing just one of them is sad enough, and then seeing them all together would be like, oh my God, they're like a bunch of, like, OAPs now.
Yeah. When I think of David Schwimmer, I think of the giraffe in Madagascar now.
So. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've noticed he's been doing a couple of Netflix shows recently, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He's directed a lot of stuff. That's what he's been doing. And he's got this new program coming out, actually, called Intelligence.
Oh, that's what I saw. Yeah, I've seen a trailer for that.
I actually want to watch that. That looks pretty funny. Mm. But, I guess, I don't know if you guys have got anything more to add about it.
No, I think we've concluded it, what we think.
And... yeah, firmly settled on the fact there shouldn't be any episodes now.
Yeah.
I mean, the best thing they could do is probably a Thanksgiving episode, but again, for the reasons we mentioned, I don't think it would work.
Yeah. I don't know, then it just ruins what your imagination was left with, because it's like, I get why people want the episode. It's like, did Ross and Rachel end up getting married? Like, did they have kids? What happened with them? Did they have another break? Like, you don't know.
That's true. But, actually, saying that, that's probably the one thing I feel like, the one thread that was left hanging, that you don't know what happened with them.
Yeah.
And also Joey as well, because he was like left on his own at the end.
Yeah, it would be nice if he found someone by the end of the show, but I guess that was his character, wasn't it? He was the single
lone wolf, as he called himself. Yeah. But
if
yeah,
if they did make a new episode, he'd probably be like the one who turned out gay.
Turned out gay.
Yeah.
Did you say?
Yeah, because he's single, isn't he? So if they made a new PC episode, I think he would be the one that.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. Good point.
A
good
new
point.
Episode, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was a good point too.
Yeah. That is actually, yeah. No, they'd have to do something like that to pander to those people. It's not bad to say, is it? those people that, who are up for. No, you know what I'm gonna say. The SJWs, social justice warriors.
Yeah.
Which has, I'm sorry to say, like, I'm all for equal rights. I love it. Right. But just don't force it down our throats.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, because it's ruined so many things.
Yeah.
as of late.
Believe what you want to believe, but don't oppress others with it. Like,
I believe that.
Exactly.
Damn, that got deep. But yeah, no, it's true. Like, believe in whatever you want. As you said, yeah, just don't force it on other people. And it shouldn't be forced on characters or stories that we love so much. If it makes sense for the person to be a lesbian or homosexual, or even if it's like a woman as the central character, that's great. But like, say for example, someone like James Bond, I know this is going off topic, but like, there's no need to make him a female. No need at all. He was made as a man, keep it that way.
It was just his fictional character. It was always a man, so it's like, why change it from the original?
The person, the person who wrote him as a bloke. Like, I don't want to see, I'm not starting a petition to see a male legally blonde. Do you know what I mean?
But that wouldn't happen anyway, would it?
No,
there would be no chance in hell you'd get that.
No. But with regards to Friends, I think to conclude, I don't think they should make another episode, because I'm happy. I've realised that I'm more happy reminiscing on how I remember Friends than sort of creating memories for these newfound fans of it, if you know what I mean. So like, I think if anything, like, have a show reminiscing it, because it'll be, you know, for what we remember Friends as, rather than, you know, let's do a new episode and it kind of wipes out what we remember in a way. If they do something new, doesn't it? It might tarnish the memory.
I think it would.
I'd be happy to see Joey gay, but if not, then that's fine. But carry on.
But I'd prefer like just an hour-long nostalgia trip any day.
That's what our channel's about.
That is what we're about. Yeah. So
subscribe.
Yeah, but I think like we got enough episodes there. I mean, I can watch those episodes. Like,
how many series was there? There's like
10.
10 seasons over 10 years.
They could have done more, because you look at like Grey's Anatomy and stuff like that. They've done like 15 seasons and still going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but I think they stopped at the right time. It's like, because Friends was that time in the past, and like the world's moved on, the world's changed now.
Yeah.
But it's quite nice, like in a nostalgic, I can't say that word,
nostalgic
way, to look back on that period of time and be like, okay, like, it's nice to look back on, but you don't really want to bring that into the here and now, because then it takes away what it was.
What it was, exactly. I mean, there's so many episodes you can just sit there, and they rerun them all year round.
Oh yeah, I watch them every day when I'm eating dinner.
Always on.
It's always on the TV.
It's a nice visual there.
I haven't actually watched them like properly for ages, because I feel like if I need to start it from the beginning and like watch it religiously properly if I was to start again.
Oh really?
But, yeah.
I can just jump in.
Really? That's what's amazing, because like
yeah,
I can watch an episode when I'm eating my dinner and like because it's been so long, I don't remember it, so it's great, because there's so many episodes, it is just like watching it again for the first time. And I know I've probably seen it, and I get the plot, but...
It was anyone else one of those saddos who, do you remember it? It used to show on E4, and E4 plus one.
Oh, yeah.
So I think it used to show on E4 the same episodes twice, and then you'd see them again on plus one another two more times, and I used to sit there and watch the same episode four times in a day.
No, it wasn't that sad.
No, I love Friends, but not to that extent.
Yeah, that's
you're on your own there, Barge.
My parents hate it now. I've kind of turned them against it because it's just on constantly. But yeah, I think.
So talking about knowing when to end and finish, shall we conclude this video?
Absolutely.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I think so. So thanks for joining us, Mr. Pryor.
No, it was
a pleasure.
Thanks for the invite.
Yeah,
no worries.
Please drop us a like and subscribe. Tell us what you liked about the video, what you didn't like, your opinions. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Etc. Etc.
Yep. And I guess our next video will be. So this was just like an interim video. We'll be doing The Empire Strikes Back next as part of our
back to Star Wars season.
Skywalker saga. Yeah.
Yeah.
But maybe once we've finished that, maybe we can actually do Friends reviews. Maybe talk about things. Maybe not review that entire thing. But maybe we can talk about our favourite characters or our favourite episodes, like a top 10 list.
Yeah.
And Pryor, not to put you on the spot, but will you come back? Will you be coming back?
I don't know about that.
If we do a review on Skyscraper, will you?
Skyscraper? Yeah, I'll always come back. I love these
Anything
guys.
With Dwayne Johnson in, he'll be. You can guarantee he'll be here.
I will be. He's my boy. I love Dwayne. But yeah, subscribe, guys. These guys are amazing.
Oh, bless you.
I'm going to cry.
Give them some applause.
we go.
Please applause, guys.
Thanks. Oh, right. This is just as emotional as the last episode of Friends.
Okay, let's cut this off.
Yeah, let's do it. All right.
See you later.
Goodbye. See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.